Hey Dreamers, this is Wes Chapman, the founder of A Human Project, and each day as you're going through your life, don't forget your dreams, and don't forget to check out the latest episode of the Dreamers Podcast.
This is the Dreamers Podcast, where dreamers share their stories to inspire you. Now, join host Joe Pardo as he interviews a dreamer who's living their dreams.
Hey Dreamers, I'm Joe Pardo, and today I have the pleasure of talking with Lori Foster, who unfortunately right now is in need of raising funds for a more ergonomic wheelchair. Welcome to the show, Lori.
Good morning.
I really appreciate you taking up the time and the courage to come on the show this morning to talk about your need, and as well as your son's initiative to set you up with a GoFundMe.
Yes, yes. I was surprised, actually, when I saw the GoFundMe myself. It was a nice surprise. It's something that I've needed for a long time and just haven't been able to do it by myself.
Yeah, well, I mean, at the cost of a wheelchair, I see that you need to raise $3,000, which is quite a bit of money for, you know, a piece of equipment. So I could see where it would be a problem to just, oh yeah, $3,000. I don't have a mortgage or any rent or any other bills or responsibilities.
Right. Yeah, I've been talking about it probably for 2 years now. When I get this money, the first thing I'm going to do is get a wheelchair. Now, they do come cheaper, a more standard wheelchair. But for what I need for my back and my legs, it's $3,000 is what it's going to cost me. And so, yeah, it's been about 2 years of talking about it, and my son finally decided I'm going to do something about it. And so.
Well, why don't you go into the story of why you needed a wheelchair in the first place?
Okay. I actually injured myself. It's been about 11 years now. It was a work injury. I fell backwards, and I initially fractured my spine in two places. From the fracture, several discs decided to rupture. And so I've gone through all of the, you know, the conservative type of procedures, trying to help with the pain and inflammation and whatnot. Ended up having to have surgery because the conservative stuff wasn't working and I was getting worse. First surgery I had, it was to fuse the vertebrae together. They use screws and, you know, metal to hold everything together while the fusion hardens in your spine. Unfortunately for me, the fusion never took. And so I was left with these small screws that weren't strong enough to hold my spine together. They were just meant to be temporary until the fusion hardened. So we needed to go back in to either get some stronger screws in there or to try and refuse it with a different material. They did that, and they put lots of hardware in my spine just in case it didn't fuse again, and it didn't fuse again. So no more fusion surgeries. I'm just with the metal, which is fine. My spine is stable, but I can't bend forward or sideways or backwards. So it leaves me not able to do a whole lot, at least with my trunk. And so I was given a wheelchair through the insurance, purchased the wheelchair, and it was fine. My son used to live with me. He was my caretaker at the time. You know, if we went out, he pushed me. He was able to get the chair in and out of the car, no problem. It's a very heavy chair. I think they say it's about 30 pounds with the wheels on and everything. The wheels don't come off. Would like to get a wheelchair which the wheels do come off, which would make it easier to transport. Right now, it's just very difficult for me to try to get it in my car. I just leave it there now, but then to get it out, to use it, usually people come around and ask me if I need help, but it's embarrassing, and I don't like, you know, having to ask everyone to help me. And the reason that I am doing it by myself, my son got married a couple of years ago and has moved out, obviously. So I live alone. So I'm stuck with this very basic, heavy wheelchair that's meant to be pushed by someone. And, you know, I can't use it in the house much because, you know, it won't fit through, say, into the bathroom or the, you know, dining room area. It won't go through the doorways. It's just very hard for me to use. So that's the basics of it.
So with that said, are you able to walk at all or stand at all? Like even for like short periods of time?
Short periods, yes. I can walk about three to five minutes before my legs just give out. If I'm going to be walking, say, out to the mailbox or, you know, a short distance like that, I usually use my walker. I cannot stand, just like standing in a spot. So that leaves me in a tough situation, say, at, you know, a grocery store or something. I can't stand in line. So I usually use either my wheelchair or their scooter at the grocery store. And when I'm walking, I can walk about 3 or 4 or 5 minutes. And it's not just that I get pain, but my legs give out. I have no energy, no strength in the leg. So it's like making myself lift a leg and put it down. So, yeah, I can't go anywhere unless I have a wheelchair. I can't go any kind of a distance.
I can't even really imagine how that must be, especially if you were a very independent person before and, you know, you had to adjust your entire life to that.
Yes.
It's a shame that they gave you a one-size-fits-all wheelchair instead of one that would actually fit your needs to, like, give you some kind of quality of life, knowing that, hey, you can't walk for more than, a couple minutes or stand for a couple minutes. And, you know, that the amount of money that they would expect you to have to be able to pay to have a caretaker 24/7 when you could just as easily have a wheelchair.
Yeah.
That does the same thing and you don't have to pay every day.
Exactly. I don't know if it's just a general rule that this is what the insurance do for everyone or if I was one of those lucky ones, unlucky ones. I don't know. And like I said, it was 10 years ago when they gave, that's how old the wheelchair is 10 years. So it's fine if I have someone with me, but even when I've got someone with me, I would much rather them walk next to me and just talk to me like a normal friend or person, whatever, versus pushing me. And then I just feel like an invalid and, you know, it's not a good feeling.
I'm sure it makes conversations very hard because you're facing facing forward and you're talking
right.
And there's like things going on. They can't hear you. There's a lot to it. Plus you're lower than they are. So on top of being, facing that forward when you talk and they're above you and behind you, it makes conversation very hard.
Yes, it does.
So what was the driving force, like what was the final straw for your son to finally set up a GoFundMe?
I think he's heard me talking about it, like I said, for a couple of years. And I tend to take care of others before I take care of myself. You know, I raised my kids as a single mom, so I'm so used to just caring for my kids and wanting the best for them. And of course, now they're married, so I want the best for them and their families. And, you know, I just don't put the emphasis on myself, and I should, but I have a hard time with that. And so he's heard me talking about this wheelchair and, you know, I'm going to be able to, you know, get out and, you know, go anywhere I want. I'll be able to, you know, travel easier or whatever I want to do when I get my chair. So I guess he got tired of hearing about it. He said one day, not too long ago, that he knew that I was never going to actually get it if it meant doing it for myself. So I guess he just took it into his own hands.
Well, that's really nice of him to take that initiative for you. Sometimes that's what we need, is for other people to step up and do it for us. Because, you know, we don't always want to go out and ask for money or ask for things, because we don't necessarily want to be a bother to other people. I mean, even like you were saying before, I think before the show, about how you don't want to always have to ask somebody for help, like when you get stuck in your current wheelchair.
Yeah. It's very hard for me to ask for help. It was even hard when he told me about the GoFundMe account. I thought, well, oh my gosh, I don't know about putting this on Facebook. You know, all my friends, everyone's going to see it and they're going to think I'm asking them for money. I don't want to be asking people for money. And there was some embarrassment about it. But my son kept saying, well, you're not asking for the money. I'm asking for the money. So don't worry about it. So I just, he got my permission before he posted it. He called me and told me about it. And so I was hesitant at first, but then he convinced me to, this was a good thing to do.
And it definitely is. I'm glad that I'm able to help, you know, spread some light on your, I almost said project. I'm happy that I could shed some light on your GoFundMe and help raise some money. I mean, we met through Wes Chapman,
right,
and the Human Project. I mean, Wes was a previous guest on the show, and he's doing really big things and really great things for a lot of people, and I can't wait to have him back again on my show.
Yeah, no, he's doing really well with a lot of good stuff.
So, Lori, a little off topic, but this is the Dreamers Podcast. So what was your childhood dream?
Oh, my child. it sounds funny, but really my dream was always to have that family, that picket fence, and that. I know it sounds kind of ridiculous, but I just always thought that would be, you know, my life. I wanted to raise my family and take care of my family, my husband, my kids. But things don't always work out the way you think they're going to work out. So,
well, we do the best we can. And I don't think there's anything wrong with wanting all that, because it's, well, I mean, it's technically what I want, even though I want to live a life of doing what I want when I want. I guess in that respect, I want it all.
There you go.
What do your dreams for the future look like, Lori?
Well, since I am kid-free, I would like to be able to travel, not like to any exotic places or anything, but my family is scattered across the country, and I just haven't, I don't see them. I would love to. It's very hard to travel with the wheelchair I have. I usually use, like at an airport, I would use the airport chair and then have them push me. But I'd like to be able to be on my own, be able to go to, say, if I was at the airport, they will take me from the ticket place to the gate, then leave me there. And if my flight's not for, like, say, 2 hours, I'm just sitting there waiting, So not to sound like I travel all the time, because I don't, but on occasion I'll go see family, and it's gotten very hard. So it's been a while since I've actually been able to do that. So that's one thing. And then on a more daily basis type of thing, I would like to be able just to go somewhere, not have to make plans to be with other people. If I want to go downtown, I want, get on the metro and go somewhere. But I've just been in too many predicaments where I've started out to go somewhere and gotten stuck because of my wheelchair. It's just not made for all terrains. The last time I tried going by metro with my chair by myself, I got stuck halfway into the car and the doors of the train shut on me. And luckily there was a couple of men that jumped out and they lifted my chair and got me in, and you know, I was okay. But you know, that shouldn't happen, and so I haven't used the Metro since.
Oh man, I'm really sorry to hear that. But fortunately, someone was there to help you, and it wasn't
worse situation. We have some good people. You know, with all the news you hear and stuff, there are still some really good people out there. I've had a couple of times where I've been crossing a major street, and when I get to the other side, the pavement is off, and I've gotten stuck and couldn't get up the ramp to get, and people have had to get out of their cars and come and get, you know, push me up onto the sidewalk. So yeah, there are some good people out there.
Lori, are you able to drive currently?
I can drive not long distance because I can't, it's the sitting and the twisting, you know, to see out, you know, but I do drive, within like 20 miles, go to and from church and groceries and stuff like that.
So how do you get your wheelchair out of your car? I assume you have a car
or a van?
Okay.
Yeah, I have a car. That's one of my biggest struggles is I, you know, keep it in the trunk. Pulling it out isn't too bad because I just kind of pull. I have the leverage of, you know, it's already at my chest height. And I just kind of pull it and then I kind of let it drop to the ground, quite honestly. Getting it in is a whole different story. I usually have to have someone in the parking lot help me, which is so humiliating. Sometimes I don't want to ask and I will start to lift it and almost always someone will come over and ask me if they can help and I will accept the help. And but because I can't, you know, really bend my trunk forward and backwards, getting it in the car, even if I had the upper body strength to lift it, which I could lift it up, but to put it in the trunk, I have to lean forward to get it in. And that's the part that it just, and getting it out, the same thing, I lean in to pull it out. So it's a very difficult thing, which is one of the biggest reasons I want a chair that works for what my needs are. I want a lightweight chair that, you know, they come as light as, you know, 10, 15 pounds. I'd like a chair that the wheels could come off so it can transport easier. A number of times I've had to call for a taxi and they always say, do the wheels come off? And I have to say no. And it doesn't fit in their trunk if the wheels don't come off. So I guess nowadays, maybe a lot of the chairs that, you know, people they pick up, the wheels come off the chairs. But yeah, those are some of the things I'm looking to get that will make my life a lot easier.
And your current one weighs about 30 pounds, you said?
30 pounds, yes, because the wheels don't come off. So that's the whole weight. And I just, like I said, I do have upper body, so I can lift it. But to put it somewhere or to take it out is just incredibly, you know, it just puts me into a lot of pain if I have to do it myself. So I don't see why, if it weren't for the cost, the chairs are available to match individual needs. And the cost is the only reason I haven't gotten it up until now. I just don't think I should have to, you know, just be stranded at my house. I often tell people that I am somewhat homebound because although I can drive, I can't walk. And it's hard to, you know, get my chair in and out. And quite honestly, if I don't know where I'm going and what the route is like, what the sidewalks are like, I just don't go anymore. You know, I won't go somewhere that I haven't been before and know that I can get up the sidewalk and get into the place wherever I'm going, because I've just gotten halfway to places and gotten stuck and thought, what am I going to do? How do I get out of this situation? So I don't put myself in this situation anymore. I know how to, I can get to church. I know I can get to the grocery store down the street. And those are the two places I pretty much go.
Well, Lori, I'm really glad that I was able to have you on the show, and I want to personally donate $50 to your GoFundMe.
Oh, thank you so much. That is so nice, and thank you for having me on.
Not a problem. I appreciate you working up the courage to come on and talk about something you didn't want to do in the first place.
Yeah. No, I really appreciate all that you do, and I appreciate what you're doing for me.
Well, thank you. And you're welcome. I want to set up howtodream.co/foster, FOSTER, and it'll forward right to your GoFundMe page so that my listeners and other dreamers can help fund your ability to enjoy life.
Oh, my goodness. That just a wonderful thing. Wonderful thing. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. You know, I keep thinking, like, man, if these people can do, like, these Special Olympics things, and they do, I mean, they have ice hockey, you know, with basically wheelchairs on ice.
Yeah.
Why would people have to be bound to their houses because of something that wasn't even their fault, you know? And not even just your fault to begin with, but not your fault on the two times that it failed. There's nothing you could do about that. And the least they, you know, an insurance company or even a hospital who, you know, I don't know if it was really their fault that it didn't take or, you know, the quality of work or whatever the circumstances, what's the real cost here of enabling somebody to continue enjoying life?
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense.
Felt that way for quite a while. And like you said, they do make the chairs. You know, they have the sports chairs. They have the lightweight chairs. They have chairs that can be fitted to, you know, everything that you need, your height, your, you know, your weight, your everything. And it is a shame that that's not taken into consideration with the, you know, the insurance companies.
To say that again, it's howtodream.co/foster, F-O-S-T-E-R. So you could go and help Lori out on her journey to getting a better wheelchair and a better quality of life. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. You know, it breaks my heart. I mean, I know I've had experience with family members that were wheelchair bound, and I mean, I know those things are heavy, especially the ones like the overweight ones or the, I don't know what they politically correct, but the extra large wheelchairs. I mean, they're really heavy. They shouldn't have to be that heavy. I mean, I understand they have to be strong, but there are better materials out there. But I understand that the cost goes up, and that's the trade-off. So, I mean, to build like a carbon fiber wheelchair that could support, you know, 400 or 500 pounds would be, man, I imagine that'd be pretty expensive. But at the same time, you know, if somebody has a quality of life where they can go out and enjoy themselves and enjoy life on their own and on their own terms, I would tend to think that they'd be happier and be more willing to contribute to society instead of just having to be homebound and just not have, you know, not contributing any, you know, or as much as they could be otherwise.
Yeah.
Especially on a local level. Lori, again, I really appreciate you coming on the show, and I encourage everyone to please, if you know, even if it's $5-$10, go and donate to her GoFundMe so she can get a better wheelchair and a better quality of life.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Dreamers Podcast. Follow us on Twitter at Dreamers Podcast. Join us on Facebook at facebook.com/Dreamers Podcast. If you or someone you know would like to be a guest on the Dreamers Podcast, please send an email to j@jpar.co. This podcast is copyright 2014 by jpar.co.
This is Mickey, and I hope you have a magical day. See you real soon, pal.